cultural connections. And for a change, we're focusing on the county of Lincolnshire. We have one soul from Louth, we have one soul from Grantham. They're both undergraduate students at the University of Lincoln reading journalism. In a few moments, we'll hear from both Mackenzie Brown and Cara Joubert. And where will this edition of Culture Connections take us, I wonder? Well, let's find out. Let's welcome our guests. First and foremost, we'll go to Cara. How are you, Cara? Welcome to your first ever Culture Connections.
Hello, thank you. It's brilliant to be here.
Your first time in the Siren Studios?
Well, second time, actually.
Marvellous.
Came in here once for a taster session, which was quite exciting.
So this is you're kind of experienced in terms of the field of things, yes?
Well, I've seen the buttons being pushed.
You've seen the buttons being pushed. Sometimes that's all you need to have. Mackenzie, welcome. We said in the introduction, one person is from Louth, one person is from Grantham. You're the person from Grantham.
Yes, I am. Quite a small town, but it's a lovely little town that I've lived there all my life.
And
I love it.
Famously known for the fact that Ricky Ash, a stunt coordinator who's been on a number of shows, also lives there, and once actually set fire to my arm with petroleum. Fun fact there, but there we are. Most people think, oh, Grantham, that's clearly to do with Margaret Thatcher or indeed Nicholas Parsons, but no, it's other sort of areas as well. So your first year, or level four, as we like to say these days, reading journalism at the University of Lincoln. What made you make that decision?
I've always had a love of kind of English and literature. I have a kind of background in drama and everything, so the combination of the two into presenting, kind of live news reading and English literature kind of combined into the journalistic field. I looked at the modules, looked online at the University of Lincoln, found it was kind of the perfect place to kind of hone those skills, and I'm just very excited to be here. And I'm loving learning here as well.
Fantastic. Well, in a few moments, we're going to be joined by Professor Ola Oganyemi as well. But let's turn to Cara. Cara, again, similar question. What brings you to Lincoln from Louth, of course?
Well, from Louth. I've always loved writing, absolutely adored it. For my A-levels, I studied politics, law and sociology, and journalism seemed to be a really good middle ground of all of those interests. And to find any sort of field where I'm able to use my love of writing for the benefit of people around me, I mean, who wouldn't want to go for it?
Absolutely. Let's go with your first choice of music, because Astrid Gilberto, something which clearly you weren't around for the first incarnation of, so I suspect
no.
This is a grandparent's choice, a parent's choice.
Parent's choice, spot
okay.
On.
Why did you actually decide to opt for this particular number then? Or was it just a case of your mother said, choose this one?
No, you know what? We've always had a bit of jazz on in the background. My parents used to listen to it when they were cooking together, and I suppose that's where I was introduced to it. But as for Astrid, I mean, I've said to Mackenzie, she's basically my Beyonce. Absolutely love her. A lot of people will say it's elevator music, lift music, and...
No, surely not.
Well...
Anyway, we don't have any elevator music in our lifts at the University of Lincoln.
No, and it's a shame. We should really include Astrid in that. But for me, listening to her music, it's the perfect wind down. It really, really is. It's so calming. And as for the girl from Ipanema, I mean, I've never heard a love song that can be so calming and soothing as well as sad.
There was a counterpart with the boy from Ipanema as well. They've also gender swapped as well in previous years.
Oh, you've
come
course,
across that, but
of
that's
course.
A different line. Mackenzie, are you familiar with Astrid Gilberto?
I can't say that I am. This will be my first kind of introduction to their work, but I'm quite excited to listen and learn.
Each one she passes goes, ah.
that's very much the jazzed up version of Astrid Gilberto's The Girl from Ipanema. I think we're expecting a much more, shall we say, minimalistic approach. Never mind, we'll look to that in the fullness of time.
It was funky, I loved it.
Again, a little bit of funk works its way through that. Okay, we've identified that in the studio we have two fabulous level one journalism students, or level four using the current vernacular, both of whom are actually studying journalism at the University of Lincoln. And Cara, let's turn to yourself in essence. I mean, again, we're discussing with Mackenzie his rationale for coming to the University of Lincoln. I mean, from Louth, known, of course, for various literary festivals in times past, we've had a wonderful experience in terms of... I mean, how long have you been a resident of Louth?
Been a resident for around 8 years at this point, so some time.
So from that point of view, and you went to Louth from London originally?
Well, yes, Orpington, around the London area, the wrong side of the river, but we don't talk about that.
Of course not. But in terms of that whole system, was it a cultural change for yourself in terms of shifting from the metropolis to this part of the East Midlands? You know, I mean, goodness sake, Louth, it's nearly in Yorkshire.
Absolutely. It was a massive, massive change for everyone in our family. We'd always wanted to be closer to the coast, and we absolutely love the scenery, but the lifestyle was just completely different. I say that in comparison, Lincolnshire does have a playback speed perhaps of 0.75 when compared to the fast pace of London, and it's not for everyone, and I can understand why. But yeah, one of the first differences I remember noting as an 11-year-old when I first moved was the fact that I could see so much of the horizon. And it was genuinely quite worrying. But as I've become more accustomed to the culture and the area, I think it's an absolutely beautiful part of England. Yeah.
Okay. Mackenzie, of course, you have roots in the region for quite some time. You're a Lincoln City fan, as we know, several generations worth of Lincoln City fans from that point of view. You're in Grantham. What about your own thoughts about the was it a case of, Lincolnshire, it's a great agricultural county, it's a flat country with maybe one hill, steep hill, of course. What are your kind of lines on how Lincoln compares with Grantham?
Kind of the first thing I obviously noted is Grantham is attributed to being a market town. It's kind of known that as, if you search it up on Google, and obviously Lincoln is a city, there's a lot more bigger kind of town centres, there's a lot more bigger infrastructure and buildings, whereas Grantham is kind of known as this market town. In Grantham as well, there is a lot of agriculture, there is a lot of fields, there's a lot of kind of forests that you can go to, which I kind of love going to on walks and everything. And Lincoln, I feel like, expands on that. You have West Common and everything. I'm very interested in the agricultural side of it, and it essentially expands everything in Grantham, makes it bigger, makes it a lot more interesting, and it's a very entertaining, perhaps isn't the quite right word, although I'm very entertained by a lot of the street performers. They kind of make my day whenever I go up the high street.
Well, we'll talk a bit more about entertainment and various other things as the programme proceeds. Up next, we're going to be speaking about rest and recreation and ways within that and how we connect. But we've just heard, obviously, the jazzed up version of Girl from Ipanema. Your first choice of music actually takes us into the whole world of two-tone, and I believe the lead singer for this particular band was Buster Bloodvessel, which is often said about academics when they get very annoyed by students' work, present company accepted, of course. What are your thoughts, and why have you actually opted for Special Brew by Bad Manners?
I absolutely love the two-tone ska, and within that kind of reggae style of music. Three Little Birds by Bob Marley is kind of one of my favourite classic songs, and it's my dad who kind of exposed me to this two-tone and ska style of music. I've seen Madness live, absolutely amazing. I've seen them twice. I'm going to see Bad Manners live in December. I'm amazingly excited for that. But the kind of interesting melodic and different ways it's produced. So you have very short staccato notes on the offbeats. You have a melody that is produced that is very, you can hum to yourself very easily. It's a very
and yet I noticed today, Mackenzie, you're not wearing a pork pie hat.
Oh, listen, I'm not wearing a fez as well. I really should have come prepared.
If you wish to really kind of echo that whole two-tone approach, as it's rooted in Coventry, of course, that's the whole thing. Cara, Are you familiar with Two-Tone, or is this going to be a completely new experience for you?
You know what? Me and Mackenzie spoke ever so briefly before this, and I'll be honest, beforehand, I wasn't very familiar with it. I did do a little bit of homework, and I got to say, I like Mackenzie's style.
Brew, Bad Manners, goodness me. Who would have thought we'd actually have that emerging in the 21st century? Well, it's all thanks to Cultural Connections, and it's Mackenzie Brown's choice. Mackenzie, you're quite a musician as well, it would seem.
Yes, I took kind of music at GCSE. I grew up kind of playing the drums as well. I started with an acoustic kit. I moved to an electric kit because it was quieter. But very much enjoy the music side of it, musical theory, chord progressions, melodies, syncopation, percussion, all of that I absolutely love.
And is this a way in which you unwind when you've actually had a difficult lecture from Olag Onyemi and he's stressed out with all things that's actually working through on that basis? Oh,
absolutely. Every Wednesday evening I'm thinking just, oh, I'm so stressed by Ola. No, but no, music absolutely is a way that I wind down. I always put on a bit of like maybe R&B, jazz, lo-fi or something whenever I'm studying. Just a lot of Bad Manners and Madness as well whenever I'm studying as well. Music is very mind down, relax, getting my own head, and to focus on studying. It's something I can have in the background and very much relax to.
Interesting, because lots of psychological studies have been carried out in terms of, does it help students? Do they actually learn better with music on? Do they prefer absolute silence? What are your thoughts, Cara? I mean, are you a kind of, yeah, it's got to be on in the background, otherwise I just can't concentrate?
Absolutely. 110%. And that's not just for studies and journalism. I love writing stories and I love writing scripts. And if there's a certain tone that I want to convey across the script, I will find the right music for it and just listen to that on repeat. And there is a massive difference between listening inspired by music and not. And I'd say that music is an absolute saving grace for the creative mind.
So allowing for that, which is a very eloquently phrased argument in favour of listening to music, we have an Author of the Week feature, and we're regularly asking them what they prefer. Do they like absolute silence? Do they like soundtracks? Do they like music with lyrics? The general leader tends to be music without lyrics, because we tend to get people who say if it's got lyrics in, they tend to get distracted with that. What's your own preference? I mean, classical, of course, as well, genres of music. Where would you pitch that? Or would you say, Mackenzie has solved my challenge, I'm going to play nothing but two-tone music, madness and bad manners on a regular basis?
I will generally work to music that doesn't have lyrics in. So that includes jazz, bossa nova, absolutely love those. And like I say, for writing, if I'm focusing on more cinematic, dramatic things, I will put on a movie playlist, a movie soundtrack. And yeah, I can understand the argument there. If you have words going in one ear, it's difficult to type out what you're hoping to convey, because you're being influenced by someone else's words. And it's true for listening to podcasts. I love listening to podcasts, but can't do it while I'm working.
I mean, the Cultural Connections podcast is obviously something which we'd like to feel assists people when they're working through the process. But other podcasts are available, clearly. Okay, how else do you unwind? How else do you rewind? How do you take time out again when you're not dealing with your essays, your general college work, and so on?
That's a very good question. I can't say I've done that much rewinding and unwinding since starting university. I'm starting to get there, but most of my time has been spent focusing either on the work and even going on my phone. You know, it's a terrible, terrible habit of mine to try and unwind like that. I find that it winds me up more than anything else.
The phenomenon of doom scrolling is often brought about here, where you're just looking after negative story, negative story, negative story. Is that something you try to avoid, or is it a case of, look, I'm a journalist, obviously I want all the negative stories?
You know what, it makes it easier to read the more difficult stories, I've got to say, because you move away from the emotional side of things. I mean, it's impossible not to feel emotionally influenced by the stories that you read. But when you look at these things from a more academic and analytical point of view, it does become a bit easier, at least I find. I'm not sure about Mackenzie, but yeah, and we have been asked to read as many stories as possible just to consume it one after the other. And I think unless you find a way to sort of switch off that part of your brain, it can become very, very overwhelming.
Mackenzie, as mentioned, you're keen on the ethics of journalism. It's an aspect which has been a key aspect to yourself and interest from your own line. As you're kind of beginning to unpick the subject of journalism now, as you're on that journey of self-discovery in areas that are present at the University of Lincoln, is that something which, again, you feel is something where you are appreciating just how big the subject is, how big the topic is, and how, again, avoiding looking too solidly into the abyss sometimes needs to be avoided, simply because the abyss then looks back into you?
Absolutely. In terms of, like, the scope of the course, in relation to the kind of first point, I never kind of knew how many modules and how much goes into journalism. There's five, I believe, we take. We finished two in January and we pick up two more next semester. And so just within the first year, there's seven modules. There's theory and law and shorthand. I never knew so much could go into the practice of journalism. And in terms of kind of staring into the abyss and it looking back, I do think, especially as journalists and taking in various articles and content, we do need to be quite careful of taking in, yes, the harder and negative content so that you know how to write them and you know how to emotionally and kind of ethically tackle them. Equally, I do think it's really good to look at some positive and some good articles as well, just to know that there is positives in the world, there is light in the world, in and amongst all of the darkness, it seems.
It's often said that bad news sells, and of course the classic cliche, you may have already heard it in one of your seminars already, if it bleeds, it leads. Well, you probably will somewhere down the line. But that's not to say that there will be any sort of students who actually come in with knife stab. It's not going to happen, honestly. We will avoid that. But in terms of that, Cara, let's move to your next choice of music, Up Again. Hopefully it's a one that you're familiar with as opposed to a jazzed up version. I haven't tested this out beforehand, so it's going to be quite interesting.
We'll see.
Exactly.
I do think there's only one version, as far as I'm aware, unless I'm going to be humbled here and now. But yes, this is such an uplifting piece. And like Mackenzie said, I think sort of draws on the reminder that, yes, there's a lot going on right now and it ought to be paid attention to. Likewise, we need to remember that there is such a thing as good news. And I think this is where Dan Bremnes steps in, for me at least.
The other day I was thinking to myself, made a list of all my mistakes. Oh, I wish I could have run to you and tell you all about my heartbreak. And I wondered to myself, wait a minute, am I even on the right path now? Had a couple wins but I got knocked down. But I know that you are here right now and you say, ooh, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Ooh, you gotta get up again. Guess not every little thing works out just the way you dream. You can take a couple wrong turns, still end up where you're supposed to be. And even though in a moment I know everything can change, your perfect plans might fall apart, but the simple truth remains. Ooh, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Ooh, you gotta get up again. Everything works out just the way you dream. You could take a couple wrong turns, still end up where you're supposed to be.
Up where you're supposed to be. Up again, of course, Dan Bremnes. Artist I'm not, I must admit, hugely familiar with. Share with us, what's his background? How has he become such a fixture in the Cara Joubert household?
Well, I've got to thank YouTube recommendations for that.
Wow. The 21st century routine, YouTube recommendations. Excellent stuff. Okay, music as a unifying power. You shared a little bit about this at the start, Cara, in terms of the connectivity and so on. Do you feel, I mean, the heart of cultural connections is very much looking at different people's likes and enjoyments from different countries, different cultures, different areas within that. Is it something which fundamentally people can really connect with on a very primal level, that it almost transcends language, really?
Oh, absolutely. No, completely. And it's a great conversation topic as well. I mean, between listening to the tracks, we've just been rattling off about music. And it is such a conversational topic. I think human beings are made to be creative, and music is one of the fantastic ways that that manifests. And it can represent so many different things. It can represent heartbreak, which is something the vast majority have experienced. It can represent loss and it can sort of advocate our feelings in a way. And I think when people listen back to that, when they listen to an artist singing about something that they can understand, that they can empathise with, it definitely makes you feel less alone.
Mackenzie, do you echo those thoughts?
100%. Music is such a universal language. Anyone from any culture, any background, especially if it's instrumental music, can listen to any piece of music and be able to identify it and be able to just share it universally. I think, kind of, as a nation, respectively, we all know the lyrics to Mr. Brightside, and every time someone plays it, we are all somehow obligated to know the words and chant
really?
It as loud
and
as we can.
When you actually think of somebody actually gradually seeing them now and actually being called Mr. Brightside, it's a very bitter song, Mr. Brightside, really. Brandon Flowers is really kind of experiencing a lot of angst when he's going through that whole process.
It is, but I feel like just culturally within England, this is such a kind of iconic song. I don't know very much for the newer generation whether or not they know about it. I do somewhat worry a little that we're the last generation to know about that song, but I just think universally as a nation, we all know the lyrics to that song. As a prime example of kind of music as a unifying power, there is a good example I thought of, the American singer Pink, in which kind of at the height of disparity and divide in America, I believe in 2018 or 2019, she put out a music video for her song, What About Us, specifically including dancers from all ethnicities, backgrounds, people like LGBTQ, everything, just essentially creating a unity in and amongst the divide that was happening in America. That music video very much stuck out to me when I kind of saw this as a talking point.
I'm going to put a challenge to you now then, Mackenzie, because I think you can cope with this. I'm going to offer you the choice of either going down for your original choice, which is the Specials, a.k.a. With Gangsters, mm-hmm. or the American band, of course, from the wonderful world, I think they're Texas-based, The Killers, with Mr. Brightside. Where are you going to go? This is the choice.
That's very challenging.
Either or, which one do you want to actually go down for?
I think I'm going to stick to my original choice.
Really?
Yeah, two-tone and everything.
So you stuck with a British band as opposed to the Americans?
Yeah, it speaks to me, I think.
You've gone for that? Sorry, Brandon, I'm afraid in this occasion you've missed out. the uncertain stuff at the end there. But they've finished, so they've gone. Thank you. Gangsters have left us. They've left the building. We've reached the stage in Cultural Connections where we need to ask our co-presenters and co-hosts, what strange things have they encountered since entering the land of Lincoln? Even though, of course, they're both Lincolnites, probably not officially yellow bellies, although would you define yourself as a yellow belly, Mackenzie? Probably not.
Not necessarily.
And clearly, having been originally from London, Cara, yellow belly, why would
maybe
I even think
about... Maybe half a yellow belly. Not quite a demi-yellow belly. That's exactly it,
sure.
Yes.
That's but since coming to the university in particular, has there been anything which you found peculiar, unusual, quaint, something which you thought, well, you know, it just shows it's a big county, and who would have thought this would never happen in Louth or indeed in Grantham? So, Cara, any thoughts from yourself first?
I'm just shaking my head because, I mean, it's so different. It is so very different from Louth. For a start, I didn't expect this many young people to be here, which I know is
at a university.
Ridiculous,
know,
because it's at a university. But
tough call.
If you go to Louth, you see where I might be coming from there. Gosh, strange things that I've encountered. I don't know, it's such a beautiful, beautiful city. And the scale of it, although, you know, you compare it to certain cities, it's certainly not that massive. But, you know, when you compare to Louth and to Grantham as well, it is massive.
It's the reason it's a city, I suppose, really. I mean,
yeah.
If you're fundamentally talking about that, it's not the city of Louth, it's not the city of Grantham.
It really is not, no.
Okay, but allowing for that, apart from size, anything which you found peculiar? I mean, has the availability of Lincolnshire sausage, for instance, been something which you're eagerly awaiting the Lincolnshire Sausage Festival and so on? Has it been a case of, well, who would have thought that would be a case of going up Steep Hill, which is actually quite steep? Any thoughts from your own point of view?
Oh, gosh. Steep Hill in itself is something I've got to report on that's quite unusual in and of itself. The character of the city is absolutely incredible. The people as well. Goodness, strange things that I've seen in Lincoln. The performances. I think from a creative standpoint, Lincoln is a very, very colourful city.
Okay.
You get live performances here, there, everywhere. I've viewed quite a few at this point, and though I might not understand absolutely all of them, especially the abstract ones, it's been a great place for entertainment and inspiration and opportunities. It really, really is.
And of course, culturally, we do have the New Theatre Royal Lincoln. We have obviously the Lincoln Art Centre as well on campus. There are other areas that are opening up from that point of view. So, yeah, interesting. Street theatre, of course, as well. Mackenzie, I seem to recall you also mentioning street artists and so on as being part of that. Would you like to include them in this mix?
Yes, definitely. Street artists are... There's essentially one spot in Grantham where you see them, but you will see them anywhere up the high street. It is very entertaining to kind of turn that corner and kind of see or hear a few of them singing, playing guitar, seeing one playing the ukulele, which is quite sweet. It's very entertaining. It just brings a bit more joy to your day. In terms of surprising things in Lincoln, very contemporaneously was the varied monsters put up for Halloween, which I was very entertained by. Just different monsters, maybe on the Nationwide, and I believe the NatWest building. That was a very entertaining thing to see many people.
I just thought it was some of our postgraduate students who'd got out of that, that's all.
Some strange like art project or something.
Clearly, clearly. It's most bizarre in that system. Okay, as we've introduced a new system into the second season of Cultural Connections, which is Ola's Choice, and in a few moments' time we'll be finding out which one of the selections Ola has actually made, of saying, yeah, I'm definitely wanting to have a reprise with respect to that. Will he go specials? Will he go bad manners? Surely not. Ola couldn't possibly go bad manners. Astrid Gilberto, the jazzed up version, or Dan Bremner's. These things will be decided upon in a matter of moments after I've decided to throw this one in for you, Mackenzie, given that obviously the Killers were, it was effectively thrown out by yourself, it has to be said, etc. So we've got Bob Marley and his Wailers, Three Little Birds.
About it.
So before we find out which song Ola has chosen as being the recipient of the most valuable song contribution of Cultural Connections, Ola, clearly you've got two fabulous individuals here. You can dish the dirt now. How are they as undergraduates?
Fantastic. Actually, they are two of my best students.
I hear that you're regularly asking them to actually present various findings at such like.
Interestingly, we started in Newton, and they are my guinea pig, introducing Padlet into teaching.
Yeah.
And I've discovered that the teaching does not stop when the lecture stops, because it extends
lifelong learning.
Yeah, so they keep on posting stuff sometimes at 12 midnight. Not that I wake up to look at that, but I see the email the following day. So to me, it's engagement. They are engaging, not just stopping when I stopped, but they are also finding out things. And I was quite impressed by the way they kind of express themselves in terms of analytical approach to the material that they are reading and things like that. Sometimes I pinch myself, I say, are these first year or final year students or something like that?
So, yeah. And coming from Louth and obviously Grantham as well, it's most peculiar, really.
Exactly. So sometimes we underestimate their capacity to actually, grasp information and also disseminate that information and things like that. So I'm really impressed with it.
Well,
both of them and the class, actually.
Although we don't want their egos to become so hyperinflated, we actually have to have a special sort of scenario from that point of view, but I think they've proven excellent sort of contributions to the program today. So Ola, what's going to be your choice then in terms of the selections that we've had from the specials, Bad Manners, Astrid Gilberto, or Dan Bremner's?
Actually, all the music have been very, very good. I've enjoyed them, dancing, in my chair and things like that. So, well done to you both for choosing them. I think I'll probably go for Up Again, Dan.
Dan Bremner's Up Again.
Interesting.
Okay, and before we sort of wrap up from that point of view, Cultural Connections, of course, will return for another routine. This has, I believe, been volume 13, so we managed to avoid that slightly problematic era that's worked through. Or maybe we didn't. I don't know. Maybe we did another volume 13 and it's lost in the midst of time. Who knows? In which case, as I say, this is the volume 14. We'll just do like buildings. We won't have a 13th floor. let's turn to Cara. Have you enjoyed your first experience of a whole radio show or simply just passing by Siren Radio and seeing things happening there and wondering what goes on behind the scenes?
It's been absolutely incredible. And I do check, so we have a window into the main building here and you can have a peek in at any point and see what's going on in Siren Radio. And I'll admit, I have definitely observed in immense curiosity and being on the other side of the glass.
A bit like Big Brother, a kind of living experience in sociology, isn't it? Like, what is that person doing there?
Absolutely, absolutely. And being on the other side of the glass has been a fantastic experience. So thank you for having me.
Well, this one is being recorded in 1B and you don't have necessarily that openness to the public that we have. I mean, you can still see each other, but it's a little bit difficult to obviously see outsiders seeing what's going on in 1B. Just for the benefit of the listener there, they probably don't care. And what about yourself, Mackenzie? How have you found the whole experience?
Just really interesting. I've quite enjoyed listening to the different music, learning of the new artists, discussing the topics, and that idea of looking into the kind of building and looking how it's worked, that's very much reciprocated. I've had a tour of the different kind of buildings that we have here, or the different kind of rooms. Whenever I walk past, I do kind of listen, I kind of stand for a moment looking at how it works. This has just been an incredible first experience on the radio, so thank you.
And no bitterness about Ola not selecting any of the specials or Bad Manners or putting them to one side and saying no.
I mean, need to bring it up on Friday seminar, but I can forgive him for now.
I mean, you did have a little bit of extra Bob Marley to replace the Killers. Whether Brandon Flowers will ever actually forgive you for that, I really don't know. Okay, we're going out with Up Again, the choice of Cara, to Cara Joubert and to Mackenzie Brown and, of course, to Professor Ola Oganyemi. Huge thanks. Cultural Connections will continue. Let's say it. Let's say farewell. 1, 2, 3.
Farewell.
Farewell.
The other day I was thinking to myself, made a list of all my mistakes. Oh, I wish I could have run to you and tell you all about my heartbreak. And I wonder to myself, wait a minute, am I even on the right path now? Had a couple wins, but I got knocked down. but I know that you are here right now. And you say, ooh, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Ooh, you gotta get up again. Ooh, keep holding on, it's not the end. Ooh, you gotta get up again. Get up. Guess not every little thing works out just the way you dreamed. You can take a couple wrong turns, still end up where you're supposed to be. And even though in a moment I know everything can change, your perfect plans might fall apart, but the simple truth remains. Ooh, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Ooh, you gotta get up again. Ooh, get up again. Get up again. You can get up again. You can get up again. Get up again. You can get up again. You can get up again. 'Cause you've only got one life, and you don't know when it ends. You've only got one. Get up there and live, yeah, you've only got one life. Don't let it get away, everyone falls down. But you can get up again. Get up again. You can get up again. You can get up again. Guess not every little thing works out just the way you dream. You could take a couple wrong turns, still end up where you're supposed to be.
Tall and tan and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking. When he passes, each girl he passes goes, When he walks, he's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when he passes, each girl he passes goes, Oh, but I watch him so sadly. Tell him I love him. Yes, I would give my heart gladly. But each day when he walks to the sea, he'll look straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking. And when he passes, I smile, but he doesn't see, no, doesn't see. Oh, but I watch him so sadly. Walking, and when he passes, I smile, but he doesn't see, no, doesn't see little me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.